Hello and welcome to another Real Clear. I'm Brian Marsh, realtor, along with my partner, Brad White, realtor. We are here with Real Clear, the podcast that is designed to help take some of the anxiety and make real estate transactions much more clear and understandable for everybody. And today we're continuing our conversation with Eric Spotswood, who is the regional marketing manager from Prosperity Mortgage. He is based here in Jacksonville, and he's going to talk all things mortgage. But Brad, you're going to give us some detail on what we're going to hear about from Eric.
Absolutely. The mortgage guru, Eric Spotswood. Back again. Man, I love the dude because he's so animated and he makes things fun. It's not boring at all. And that's what we need for this podcast. But a couple of the things he's going to be talking about, coming up is, you know, what's an approval and incentives and programs that are going on right now that a lot of people don't know are some great ones. I have a client right now that's going to get a check for $10,000 at closing for a program that nobody knew about. Interest rates. We're going to talk a little bit about interest rates. And then one of our favorite things to talk about is music. So Eric's going to talk about his music taste.
There are a couple of things that I think if you've purchased a home before or you've gone through that process as a buyer, some of the things that, you know, agents are looking for, if you're going to make an offer on a home, you're going to probably be asked for an approval letter. And there are a couple of types of approvals or qualifiers that you can get. Can you explain that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. In general, you're going to go online and get a pre-approval letter. Like I mentioned, you can go online increasingly to any website, get one printed out in 15 to 20 minutes. That's kind of the ticket to the game. You're going to need that if you're going to put an offer into a house. Without that, the seller isn't going to accept the bid that you put in. Unless, of course, you're coming with a briefcase full of cash, then they're more than happy to talk to you and you're good to go. The next level that you really want to get into, really getting pre-qualified, that's the next step of actually sending in your documents, getting a full review done, having an underwriter analyze the situation and make sure that the stated information you say up front actually vets out. So the analogy I've always used for that is it's like taking your car into the shop. I could take my car into the shop right now and say it's leaking oil. What's it going to take to fix it? They'll give me an estimate for what they think is going to happen, but then they're going to call me back later on that day, right? And they're going to say, well, it's this, 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 and this. I'm going to say, well, why didn't you tell me that up front? They're going to say, well, I didn't look under the hood of the car. I didn't know. Same thing's true with lending. I can give you a pre-approval letter for stated information, but until I really look under the hood of the car, I look at your income documents, your asset documents, really pull your credit, it's really hard to know exactly what you're going to be pre-approved for. So that's a very important part of the step.
And that, assuming that you make an offer, let's say you have a pre-approval letter, you make an offer, it's accepted, that qualifying process that you just described is going to go on anyway, a much deeper dive. So you have the, it seems to me like you have the option as a buyer to get that done up front, which kind of gets some of that out of the way for you, but also makes you much more attractive to a seller, right?
100%. Now, what you'll find is not all lenders offer you the ability to vet it out up front. And the reason being is a lot of lenders are going to look at that. If I'm going to vet it out, if I'm going to get your documents on hand and have it fully reviewed, I'm now involving a lot of other people, i.e. a lot of more cost. I'm involving underwriters, processors, compliance people. So what most lenders are going to do is they're going to wait for you to have that signed contract. I want there to be a pretty good feel that I'm going to get a return on my investment for the time that's spent on it. So you bring me the signed contract, I'll start doing the work and get you to the closing table. We do things a little differently because we realize that if something comes up in the process, I don't want to find it out 2-3 weeks in when you have your earnest money deposit on the line, you have a closing date lined up, moving trucks, all those things that are going on. So one of the things we do is we offer a program called the Buyer's Advantage Process. And what we do is the second you get a pre-approval with us, we're going to start gathering those documents. We're going to start vetting everything out. It's totally free. There's no commitment required at all. But we find it gives you a lot of advantages. A, if we find out that something's wrong, we have time to solution it. Most problems have a solution. You just run out of time. If I find out you got a problem, it's the week of closing. I don't have a lot of time to move and pivot to find a solution for it. If I find it out while you're shopping, I can probably do something with that and come up with a plan. The second part it gives you is, you know, peace of mind. Like I said before, we're not the fun part of the process. People aren't coming to us super excited. And I get that. So if I can get that out of the way, and then when you sign a contract, you can focus on the fun stuff. How do I want to paint the walls, organize the furniture? Like, that's the great stuff. So get it out of the way. But then, Brian, to your point, if I have that in, the highest offer isn't necessarily the one that gets accepted all the time in a property. I mean, you guys know that. You're going to look for the best offer that has the best chance of getting you to the closing table. So if you have a bunch of generic pre-approval letters, but I come in with a fully underwritten loan commitment that says I've actually seen all the documents and still signed off on it, I've got an advantage in that situation. And with our company, if you go through that process, I'll give the guarantee to a seller that I'll close on time, or I'll give them $10,000. So again, another competitive advantage for you.
We are speaking with Eric Spotswood, who's the regional marketing manager, right? Or is it regional mortgage manager?
Regional sales leader, regional mortgage manager, the man with the money. You can call me anything you want to call me, as long as you call me.
That's right. With Prosperity Home Mortgage. Eric, if people want to get in touch with you, how would they do that?
You can get in touch with me in a number of different ways. The easiest way is my cell phone. Like a lot of us, it's attached to my hip 24/7. 904-982-1081. You can also email me. It's eric.spotswood. That's two T's in Spotswood at phmloans.com.
Okay. And the phone number one more time.
904-982-1081.
We've heard and we know about, and I think it's important, especially for first-time home buyers, that there might be some cash available for them that's out there in the form of some state-run programs. Can you explain what that's about?
Yeah, there's a lot of great programs that are out there. There's programs that run year-round and the Hometown Assists and products like that. You know, some of them, you end up paying the money back over time. Some are a silent second where it just sits there quietly, and then you pay it back when the home is sold. The one that's become really popular in the state of Florida is a product called Hometown Heroes. Hometown Heroes came out a few years ago, and originally it was, as the title intended, it was for that, you know, veterans, first responders, things of that nature. In the last couple of years, really starting last year, they started expanding it. And they said, well, Hometown Heroes, now if you work at a brick and mortar in the state of Florida, you're eligible for these funds. The great thing about this product is it's up to 5% of your purchase price that they'll give you in these grant funds, up to $35,000. The requirement now is you don't necessarily have to be a vet. You don't have to be a first responder. If you work at a brick and mortar in the state of Florida and work 35 hours a week, you're eligible for those funds.
Wow.
So come July 1st, they are funding that product with $100 million, which sounds like an amazing number, but it's such a great product. Those funds lasted about 2 months last year. So if you have an interest in getting into it, you want to strike fast and make sure that you're in the front of the line.
And to do that, you would call 904-982-1081. Is that correct?
That is correct. Call me, text me. I'm here for you.
For so many people who are first time, you know, I think they're probably a large concern that they have is how, you know, I've got to have all this cash. So they're saving cash, saving cash, saving cash. Programs like what you just described may help them in that situation to not have quite as much to come up with to get the down payment. Is that right?
Yeah, it's incredible the flexibility that's offered through these programs now. You think of, there's a misconception that sometimes when you're looking at buying a home, you need a 20% down payment. Well, even if you don't use a Hometown Heroes program, you can get 5% down loans through Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. If you're a first-time home buyer, and the funny part about the definition of first-time home buyer is it doesn't necessarily mean it's your first time buying a house. Which is odd, but it's your either first time buying a house or if you haven't owned property in the last 3 years. If you do that, you can do it for as little as 3% down. Or if you go in FHA, you could do 3.5%. There's all these different options, but you start getting into these bond and grant programs, you could do it sometimes with 0% down, bringing very little to the closing table. We have situations where people have come to the closing table with under $1,000 and they're new homeowners. It's fantastic.
And to kind of add with that, Eric, I know I'm sure you don't have Jerome Powell's phone number, but as far as the interest rates go, I mean, yeah, you do. I figured you do. You made pancakes for him, I'm sure.
That's right.
You know, what can we do? I mean, you know, these interest rates, you know, higher for longer and all this stuff. So, you know, how can we manage that, you know, especially on the mortgage side?
Yeah, me and Jerome, I call him J-Dog. He's my buddy on the side. But you know, here's what I would caution people against. There's a lot of people waiting on rates to go down to get back in the market. A lot of people don't realize this. Last year was the slowest year in mortgage lending since 1995. So there's a ton of pent-up demand that's out there, and everybody has the same thought. I'm going to wait for rates to go down, and then I'm going to get back in the market. So the way I've been equating this to people is, and I hope I'm not the only one who's done this, sometimes you're on the highway and there's an accident in front of you, and you think, well, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to take this exit, and I'll get around all this traffic.
Right.
And then you go to exit, and 90,000 other people had the same creative idea, and you're in worse traffic than if you just stayed on the highway.
Yeah.
I really am worried for buyers out there that a lot of them are going to fall into that trap where they think, I've got a creative idea. I'm going to wait for rates to go down. I'll get back in the market. Well, you and everybody else, that's the pent up demand. The reason why I guard against that is, in theory, a lower rate is good. And I'm not against anybody getting a lower rate. I love it. But if you say I'm going to wait to get a lower rate and that's a better situation for me, you're assuming that there are no other variables in the equation. So if you wait to get a lower rate, but then you wait and everybody else comes back and it means it's an increasingly competitive situation, that's going to drive the prices up. Or if you wait, I just saw some stats the other day here in St. John's County that homes have appreciated 11% year over year. So if I wait a year, I have a stat, you're buying a $500,000 house. If rates go down a full percent, but the home appreciates at 10%, you save $10 a month. If you were putting $20,000 or 20% down, though, you would have to put an extra $7,000 into the equation.
Wow.
So I'm all right with math. So $7,000 saving $10 a month, that's a 700 month break even on that money. So I think some people are waiting, thinking it's a little bit more advantageous than it really is. So my advice to borrowers, and you may have seen this out in the market, marry the house, date the rate. Get into the house now before it appreciates, before more competition comes back in the market. And then when rates go down, refinance into it. You kind of get the best of both worlds. But that being said, there's a lot of ways you can take advantage of lower rates in the market today. You know, one of the ways you could do it, a lot of people are familiar with, they call them buy down programs. You hear 2-1 buy downs, 3-2-1 buy downs. The way that those work is you get a rate, let's say the rate's at 7%, which is around where it is today. In your first year, you pay 5%. Second year, you pay 6%. Third year, you pay 7%. So if you're of the mindset, like a lot of us are, that rates are going to be going down in the long run, you could get one of those step programs, which is paid by a seller subsidy. You basically get a concession. You get in at 5%. Mm-hmm. And then as the rates are moving in and the market moves down, you refinance into that rate of your dreams in the long run. So a lot of great options out there. But my advice to borrowers, strike now. Strike while the iron's fast before the competition comes in and get the dream home that you want today.
There are many, many, many people out there who have no choice. They have circumstances that are driving their need to sell their home or to buy another or both. And so, you know, to your point, if interest rates are up some, it typically means that housing prices are going to come down some, and the inverse happens as well. So I had somebody I worked with one time in a different industry that used to say business is down, reports are up. and I think the relationship between interest rates and housing prices is kind of the same way. When one is down, the other one's up. It's just kind of the way it goes, right?
Yeah, and the crazy thing is, like, the Dow, it just hit 40,000. You know, I mean, so it's crazy how the housing market and then the stock market is just so insane, you know. So
absolutely. We're speaking with Eric Spotswood, the regional marketing manager for Prosperity Home Mortgage, who has responsibility for the entire state of Florida, which is pretty cool. Eric, one more time, can you let people know how to get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can call me or text me at my phone number right here, 904-982-1081, or feel free to email me at Eric Spotswood. That is 2 T's and Spotswood at phmloans.com.
Love it.
Okay, so one thing that Brad and I always do on our show, on our podcast, and I was thinking about this, Brad, I didn't mention it to you, but I think we should do this because something tells me this will be great for Eric. We talk a lot about music, Jacksonville music, live music, stuff like that. So I thought, you know, we should start asking our guests, who are their favorite artists and do they have any favorite artists that are from here in Jacksonville that they know of? What's your taste in music?
Yes, I really do. I love it all. I'm a huge fan. I listen to a lot of different music. My younger brother is actually a jazz musician here in town. So if you said my favorite local musician, it's my brother.
Wow.
He subs in with a lot of different bands. He plays trumpet. He plays keyboard. I've actually seen him playing keyboard with his left hand while he's playing trumpet with his right hand. So the guy's incredibly talented.
What's his name?
His name is Mike Spotswood.
Mike?
Wow.
Mike Spotswood. He is absolutely amazing, which is incredible because I can't carry a tune to save my life. So I always joke that every band needs a manager. So I'm that guy for him.
The numbers guy.
But, you know, style of music that I tend to gravitate to, you know, my wife and I love Jason Mraz. I think that there's a personal affinity there because there was the music that was playing when we first started dating. Yeah. We've seen him in concert 4 or 5 times. There's a gentleman named Michael Franti. Same thing, just great message, great energy. So anything that gives off that good feeling energy, I'm probably a big fan of it.
That's great. So where could we see Mike playing locally? Any do you know? I mean, obviously he's probably different places, but any place in particular?
He's everywhere. He plays a lot of corporate gigs. He plays a lot of weddings, things like that. So it's even hard for me to catch up. But I'll see him playing out here at Casa Marina at the beach. I'll see him playing at different events downtown. So he's all over the place.
Awesome.
That's interesting. So the next time, Eric, you come to speak to our office in our sales meeting or something, could we suggest that you bring your brother and just have some nice background music going?
That would be amazing. I would love to have a family reunion.
A pancake song.
Yeah. I'll do the pancake. I'm ready.
Music to eat pancakes by. All right. Hey, Brad, I think we've covered a lot. Is there anything else we haven't covered here?
No, it's some great information, Eric, and we really appreciated it. There's so much information, and that's part of this podcast. We're trying to make it more clear for everybody so they understand the process. So, you know, we really appreciate your time.
No, we sure do. Anything from your perspective, sorry, Eric, anything from your perspective that we should cover that we haven't?
No, just talking to us as early as possible, you know, making sure that you get that process started. I've been saying to people for years, you know, even before COVID, they would say, what do you think is the biggest hurdle in the market? And I've answered the same thing for years, perception. I think perception is the biggest thing that we fight. COVID happened and everybody said, oh, the market's going to shut down. It's going to be terrible. It was one of the biggest years in real estate that's ever happened. 2021 happened and it was the hyper appreciation and things are going crazy and everybody's going to be so disappointed they bought a house in that time. I just saw a stat that said 93% of homeowners said they're glad they bought in that time. Then you had 2022 and it was the wave of foreclosures is going to happen. The bubble is going to burst. The reality is foreclosures are historically low right now. 29% of homes are owned free and clear. Another 39% of homes have 50% or more equity in them. We've never had more equity. We've never had a more stable market. So the perception of what gets out there in the news, the clickbait, the sensationalism is around maybe being nervous about it. But the market's a lot better than what you think. And I think the opportunity we have to just talk to people and really relay what we're seeing, it could help everybody out there as a first-time buyer. So if you need something, call us, text us, email us, whatever we can do to make you sleep easier at night, that's what we're here for.
Great. And one more time, how do they do that? How do they call, text, or email you?
Yes. Get in touch with me. Right here, Eric Spotswood, 904-982-1081. Call or text me. I've got a 10-8 and a 3-year-old at home. I don't sleep that much anyway. You can get a hold of me whenever you need. You can also email me at eric.spotswood, that's 2 T's in Spotswood, at phmloans.com.
Great. Groovy. Thank you so much. We were really looking forward to this interview, and you did not disappoint, Eric. We appreciate it so much. Fun guy, great guy to work with, but also someone extremely knowledgeable and will really work to get the job done for you. So thanks again. We appreciate you joining us here on Real Clear. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. I really appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thanks. Wow, thanks so much, Eric Spotswood, who is the regional marketing manager for Prosperity Mortgage. Really appreciate him coming on. He's a fun guy, and he takes something that can be a little intimidating and a little scary or hard to understand. He makes it very understandable, so we love having people like that on Real Clear. Nice to have him on. Thank you again, Eric.
And we got to go. We got to go listen to his brother play. I mean,
yes, that's right. Exactly.
We've got to find him and tell him that, you know, his brother picked the right job and, you know, that kind of thing. So we need to find him.
Yeah, maybe Eric's written a song like the High Interest Rate Blues or something like that his brother could play. You know?
Oh, yeah. All right, I dig it.
So what's happening in the market right now, the real estate market here in Jacksonville?
There's a lot of homes for sale, which is definitely a buyer's market right now. And if you're a seller, you just need to be, you know, more aggressive on your price to be able to get it sold. But we're definitely seeing homes sit a little bit longer. So the idea is to make sure that it's priced accordingly. And you know, we're in that every day, right, Brian? When we jump on and look at, you know, the hot sheet on MLS, we're seeing more and more of that.
Yes, we are. And you mentioned if you're a seller, what to do in terms of pricing. And one thing to remember, if you're a seller, if you price it aggressively, it will probably sell aggressively, meaning at a really good price that your realtor recommends. If you try to get more money than the market will allow, then you could put yourself in danger of sitting on the home too long, and then people start thinking there's something wrong with it, and it may take forever to sell no matter how much you drop the price. So be very careful at how you price it, when you put it on the market. Do it in a way that your realtor recommends, and do it in a manner that is most likely to be attractive to the market. You'll be glad you did later on.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, because the prices are coming down, it's a good opportunity for people, time home buyers. You know, the rent prices are just astronomical. So this is the time to, you know, pay yourself instead of the landlord. So if you're a first time home buyer, this is the time. You know, you can finally jump in, and you can get prices below market value. People are, you know, they're motivated to sell.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you're a buyer, things have swung your way, and it's a good time to get into the game if you haven't gotten in already. Yeah. So it was great to hear about Eric and his musical taste. And we've been asking our guests about things that they like to do in the area, not only what kind of music they like, but what kind of events they like to go to. One of the things that is a weekly event, rain or shine, is the Riverside Arts Market. And that is a fun place to go. It is every Saturday. It's down in the Riverside area. If you go to riversideartsmarket.org, you can find out all about the schedule and who's there. And you can even find out, if you'd like to volunteer to help out, you can even find out how to do that. But it is a wonderful event. If you haven't been down there before, Brad, I think you've been there before, have you not?
I love it. I love it. You've got all the local vendors. There's food trucks. I mean, you know, that's one thing we don't talk about enough in Jacksonville is all the food trucks. There's some great, great places to eat. And they have live music also at the Arts. There's a little pavilion out there, right? Sits right on the river. So it's a fantastic. And the great thing about it, too, is it's all shaded because it's under the bridge. You know, so as hot as it is right now, it's still a good time to go to the Riverside Arts Market for sure.
Yes. And that's every Saturday, rain or shine, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And it's right downtown. You just go to the Riverside Arts Market.org and you'll find out exactly where it is and all about it. But great event that goes on every Saturday and something that makes Northeast Florida a great place to live. Another thing that we always talk about music, as you've already referred to, but there is something that's called the Jacksonville Music Experience, and we want to highly recommend that. You can find out all about it if you go to www.wjct.org/jacksmusic. And WJCT, it's an outgrowth of their media department. There's all kinds of things about great local music venues, local bands, and who's playing. There's a place where you can go and get a calendar of events and those kind of things. It's wonderful if you're interested in especially good live local music. It's a great place to go. So again, that's www.wjct.org/jacksmusic for Jacksonville Music Experience.
We're always looking for some good sit-down restaurant outside and listen to some music. I did that this weekend. Heard a good reggae band. They were playing, you know, Pink Floyd and all kinds of things in the reggae. So a lot of great music in Jacksonville. We just cannot stress that enough, and we love it.
That's what makes this area so cool. We're going to continue to talk about those kinds of things as we continue the podcast, but we want to invite you to reach out to us. If you want to know anything about real estate, we're happy to help you. I'm Brian Marsh, Realtor. My number is 904-535-5874. And then, of course, my partner, Brad White, his number is 904-770-5350. Please reach out to either one of us if you want to talk real estate. We'd love to do that. Or if you have questions, comments about the podcast, we'd love to hear from you on that as well. Or if you want to talk music, we like to do that also. Because
hey, speaking of that, Brian, so Father's Day is coming up. What are you doing for Father's Day? You got your kids have something planned for you, or you cook? Yeah. I mean, how's that work?
I don't know yet. I mean, they haven't told me, but I'll tell you this.
Salmon on the grill?
Probably. We may go down to the Riverside Arts Market because I noticed on their website that they've got something planned for the day before Father's Day. So that could be a kind of a cool place to go. But Father's Day is coming up. So you may want to think about some of these venues and taking Dad out to some of those places and grabbing dinner and listening to some live music at the same time.
Yeah, I know. One of the things, whenever I think of the Riverside Arts Market, I always think of K-pop. So it's a Korean barbecue food truck. Come forget it. Like I walk by and I smell it and I gain 10 pounds. So
I know what you mean.
Good stuff.
How about you? I mean, do you have plans for Father's Day?
No plans. I guess it depends upon the weather. So we'll see how hot it is or how cool it is. No big plans. I'm sure my kids will, give me a call and tell me how old I am or something.
I know what you mean. Mine won't have to give me a call. They can do it in person because they're here in town. So so they can rub it in if they want to. But that's okay. All right. This has been a lot of fun, as all of our Real Clear podcasts are. We've got more really good ones coming up. Thank you so much for being a part of it. We appreciate it. Brad, any last words?
Yeah. So look, a big thank you for listening to the podcast. And we want to hear from you. If you have some ideas, some guests that you want to have on the show, please reach out, text us, email, call us, whatever. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube. We're on social media as well. But thank you for listening. And, if you could take the time to give us a thumbs up or wherever you're listening, it definitely helps us out, and bringing that clarity, I guess, to the real estate thing. And lastly, I just want to throw out that Rambler Kane is our music guy. So he is playing the song that's playing right now. Song is On Your Line, and he's a Jacksonville's own local guy, new album out. He's also playing June 8th at Rain Dogs. So
cool. Cool.
Pretty click. Pretty yes. cool.
And by the way, we appreciate him giving us permission to use his music. It's great. We love it. We love him. So if you get a chance, go see him live. It's fun. Brad, this has been great. Thanks so much. And thanks to everyone for listening.
Yep.
See ya.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Real Clear, talk about real estate in Northeast Florida. Brad and I are realtors in Jacksonville with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Florida Network Realty. And we'd love to hear from you. Call or text me, Brian Marsh, at 904-535-5874 and Brad at 904-770-5350. Thanks for listening.